Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It's the Mike Reagan Talk Show. Our phone number, 1-800-468-MIKE, 1-800-468-6453. Naming their children Hezbollah. You know what I get them for a first birthday? I put a grenade up their butts and light it. Happy birthday, baby. Bye-bye.
You can just type in Mike Reagan kill babies into Google, and it goes on for like 10 minutes saying, yes, I want to murder children. Yes, I want to kill them. Pastor Hagee down in San Antonio has said he praises God every time another Muslim child is killed. And let's just get one thing straight. I'm a Christian. I think we've got too many foreigners in this country. It's diluting the culture. I am not even a fan of many factions of Islam, especially the Wahhabists that the British intel and our government are in love with. That's the Al-Qaeda group. But the Muslims do not talk like that about us, and it makes us look really bad, and we lose the high ground when people behave like this. But the point is, Dyncorp and Halliburton aren't getting the precious Muslim children. It's Christian children out of Central Europe, Eastern Europe, that are taken to the slave camps in Saudi Arabia, Israel, Thailand, and others. And if you don't believe me, there's frontline specials about the sex slave trade. I mean, it's mainstream news. And that's what I mean, just the incredible institutionalized evil that is going on all around us. I mean, the governor of Illinois last year came out and said, I've had constituents bring me the documents, and I've seen congressional testimony about Halliburton and Dyncorp kidnapping a million women and children, and how they have offshore islands all over the world where most of them are used not in sex slavery, but they actually kidnap them and then chain them to sewing machines. I don't mean living in China and you know, basically being a slave, having to go live and work in a factory. That's bad enough. I mean, they're grabbed, they're put on U.S. aircraft, they're flown out by the military to literal slave camps. You think I like fighting with these people? These are killers, folks. You think I like getting up here when they're already calling my house saying they'll go after my kids next? But I'm past the point of return. I'm committed. I mean, you have no idea how evil it is. So that's why we now hear them say, take all 9/11 truthers to camps, torture us, kill us, take us out, shoot us. He'll pay for the bullets. Well, they're all saying that. We've got the Morning Joe saying it on MSNBC. We've got Glenn Beck saying it. You're like, wait a minute, Glenn Beck talks about the New World Order. Yeah, they'll say, I'm against the New World Order, but then they'll be for all the policies that create the New World Order. They're doing that because they know the majority of you have woken up to some extent now that there is a global government, there is this tyranny happening. Now, I said I'd go to your calls, the number's 877-590-5525, but on the subject of torture, go read the Army's own reports. This is illegal, this is murderous, this is horrible, this has been done to innocent people. Remember they lied and said, oh, that's a fake puppy video Alex Jones put up on his website, Michelle Malkin, the fake conservative, not a real conservative, writes books about how wonderful putting people in camps are. That's even the name of the book, The Case for Internment. And big CFR husband, once big government, but they'll give you torture, and you think that's conservative. She said I was a liar, and that video of throwing the puppy off the cliff wasn't real. Nobody cares about humans. People got upset about the puppy. And I just said, these guys are coming back here to be cops. And I gave the fact that on many big city forces, over 80% of the new recruits are Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. And then I give you the Ithaca Times with a positive report with Gruckheimer, you know, the private Gruckheimer, about how they go into villages and kill every baby, every woman in Afghanistan. And the Army came out on Fox News with a clarification 2 days later saying, well, yes, in some areas we kill everyone. Don't you understand? If they're going to torture them, they're going to torture us. And so now the military, You know, most of the World War II vets that I got a chance to know, growing up, deer hunting with them, fishing with them, camping with them, a lot of people, you know, who'd been in Germany, been in Italy, been in the Pacific, they had most of them served a year or two. Audie Murphy only served a year and a half, you know, in country. After his last incident where, you know, he was up on top of the tank and shot all the Nazis and the rest of it, they finally pulled him out after he'd been shot a whole bunch, you know, repeatedly. The point is that he's from Texas, is that these guys, after they all died, we got a chance to see what was in their trunks. We got a chance to see all the combat they'd been in, what they'd gone through, and they all had problems throughout their lives. Whether they owned construction companies or businesses or were successful or were county sheriffs or county tax assessors, they had heart attacks young. They were aggressive. They got in fights a lot. They would fly off the handle because they'd seen a lot of horrible things. And the few times I could get them to tell stories, okay, you want to hear a war story? We'd go into Germany and we'd fight through the troops, and then imagine a beautiful woman, looks like Marilyn Monroe in red lipstick, running out with a buzz rocket, a phosphorus-tipped rocket trying to kill you, and you got to shoot her. That messes you up, son. War isn't a good thing. My point is, these heroes who had to do these really horrible things because they were being shot at, they were screwed up for life. They had major problems for life from this. Serious post-traumatic stress from one tour on average, 11 and a half months. Now, the average tour now is 3.5 tours. This war is 6 years old plus, 5 years plus in Iraq. They are in hardcore combat, door-to-door police duty, searching people. And a lot of them are just converting to evil. They're putting human skulls on their tanks. They're raping. They're killing children. They're sitting there drinking whiskey, shooting families out in the street, laughing, going, watch me blow this lady. Have you seen the videos online? And you'll see Marines posting an army all over the post going, I love it. I love killing children. I love killing women. And then we'll post the video, and they'll post under it on my website, yeah, we're going to kill you soon, Jones. We rule. Hail Satan. And, I mean, helicopters with 666, Reuters videos of helicopters with 666 and human heads hanging off, blaring heavy metal music. Can you imagine those Iraqis seeing this? People landing with skulls and death and screaming, running around murdering and raping their children? Now, they're all coming back to be cops. Time magazine has this deceptive cover story, the military's secret weapon, implying it's a weapon, it's a great thing, it's going to work. Kind of like when I'm talking to generals and I've interviewed, and I've got their own manuals where it says DU will kill anybody that comes in contact with it. You're going to get lung cancer if you breathe any of it. And they admit our troops are all breathing it. And they go, well, it is a great weapon, though, as if that makes it okay. And listen, your bravado isn't going to get you past the fact that most of you are going to be dying young from lung cancer. It's already happening. But the military secret weapon, for the first time in history, that's a lie. They have been giving antidepressants to troops since World War I. They have been putting troops on Prozac itself since the 80s, and they put hundreds of thousands of them on it since the first Gulf War. In fact, they won't give you medical treatment as you're dying from nerve gas exposure. That's been in Congress. They will give you serotonin reuptake inhibitors known as the Prozac class. The military secret weapon. So, see, that's a lie. For the first time in history, that's a lie. See, every line's a lie or a twisting spin, so I can never cover this whole article on air for you. I did read it this weekend. Actually, last week at the beach. The military secret weapon. For the first time in history, thousands of U.S. troops are being given antidepressant drugs to deal with battlefield stress. Is this a way to fight a war? And then basically, it's a positive article about how wonderful this is. Folks, they're not just giving them Prozac. Mr. Marshall, the head futurist at the Army for decades, they tested LSD, PCP, a bunch of other stuff on the troops. I had the head of Fort Bragg, the head of Army Intelligence, General Stubblebine, on 2 weeks ago to talk about it. Oh, it doesn't matter. Why believe the facts? Just believe lies. Just believe it. They give them amnesiacs. They send them in to kill whole villages, to kill babies, and then they give them Halcyon and other amnesiacs after. It's all mind control testing. It is the pit of hell. But the point is, they're all coming back to be cops with post-traumatic stress disorder on Prozac, which in the Prozac's own inserts radically increases psychopathic tendencies, mass murder, suicide. All the mass shooters have been on it. Mass shooting psychopath troops coming back on Prozac. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's OrgoneProducts.org. OrgoneProducts.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Finishing up, then I promise right to your calls. When I just said that all serotonin reuptake inhibitors, there's close to 100 different ones, Paxil, Prozac, Luvox, they all are basically the same thing. It's really the ingredients from chemical weapons. By the way, very evil person. I would imagine whenever anything evil happens, there's like a puff of smoke and Donald Rumsfeld's there. He got aspartame that's killed millions approved. He got Prozac approved. He sold nuclear reactors to North Korea that were used in atomic weapons production. I mean, just no matter what the evil is, it's always Donald Rumsfeld. I've never seen something he wasn't involved in our modern age. But I'm not just saying that Prozac makes you kill people. Started about 6 years ago in Europe. Finally, there were so many murders of people on it that they, by law, forced the drug companies to put it on the labels. And now if you go to Prozac online or other serotonin reuptake inhibitors, it will tell you that this leads to violent psychopathic breaks, that it leads to acting out violence, that it leads to mass murder, leads to suicide. This is what the drug does. This is what it does to you. And I've talked to so many cops. I've read so many news articles. I mean, they pull up and see a naked woman dancing on a roof, cutting herself with a butcher knife. Every time they go, oh, she's on Prozac. Or every time a woman chops her toddler's arms off. I'm using Texas cases here from the last few years. They go in. She's on Prozac. That woman drowned five of her kids in a bathtub. She's on it. Every few months, a woman drives their kids off into a lake because it all happened once about 7 years ago, and then they copycat. See, they've heard that. They think about it. And they go into a dream state. It's in the hallucinogen class. Go look at their drug inserts. It is a hallucinogen. It puts you in a dream state, and everything's fine until you have that bad trip. So you take these cops who have been over there in seeing all this murder and carnage and death, post-traumatic stress disorder, you hop them up on Prozac, and that's what Time Magazine admits, that hundreds of thousands are on it. They come back, they're on the force, and that's why we got videos of them pulling up to a guy who's in a wheelchair in the car, and they beat him up because he can't get out of the car. Or they taser an old woman, or they freak out and just pull out a gun and start shooting people. But now, see, the government's so corrupt, they go, you know what? Good job, officer. You're not in trouble. Just like I have McClatchy newspapers here. Says, Hadith victims, Ken outrage as Marines go free. The Marines testified, admitted that they just killed everybody in the house. And it says, 8 Marines were charged in the case, but in the intervening years, criminal charges have been dismissed against 6. A 7th Marine was acquitted. The residents of Haditha are being told this could happen, that this could depend on U.S. justice feel betrayed. We put our hopes in law and in the courts, and one after another, they are found innocent. And it goes on. And the guys for throwing kids off bridges on video, grab some 10-year-old kids, throw them off a bridge to drown in a fast-moving river. Like Marines high-five each other. You know, on my weekday show, I've played the clips of Marines. We ought to string a bunch of that together while they're beating kids. They go, oh, yes, oh. And then you'll hear like heavy metal in the background, devil, Satan, death, party time. And then it's just like Satan, Satan, Satan. And imagine, the Iraqis are just watching this. It's just like, what? You guys think I'm, Trey, you've heard that clip I've played on the air. What's the name of that clip? We could probably find it. I told you I had Michael Reagan saying kill children with hand grenades by inserting them sexually into their body. That's what he's obviously into, what's on his mind. Who would ever think of something like that to hear Michael Reagan? All right, I'm going to shut up. The point is, evil's taken over. They're in positions of power. You better look out. They're trying to acclimate you all so they can engage in their mass murder against you and your families. And they're going to have a bunch of psychopathic, they already do, cops running around foaming at the mouth. Basically, it's all over. And for all the cops, you're being hit with fluoride, you're being hit with cancer viruses, you're under the same eugenics attack. And before the show ends, I'm going to cover that for you from mainstream sources. Kevin, in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a couple questions for you today. My first one is, I've been drinking sodium fluorinated water for a while, and I was wondering how the average person with not a whole lot of money would be able to find pure water without pharmaceuticals or sodium fluoride.
It is irreversible, the damage, but you can stop more damage. You can go to the store and get a reverse osmosis system. You can get Berkey systems. You can also, a good system, but you have to boil it each time, is a distilled water system. You can buy big bottles of distilled water. The media says tap water is completely clean and good. Don't trust bottled water. Well, in a way, a lot of bottled water is just tap water and is bad. So you've got to take that in your own hands. Hundreds of government university studies. Just a child who drinks water in their first 6 years will get a 20-point on average IQ reduction. So, it's pretty hardcore, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And my second comment that I want to give it to you real quick is that, do you think it's possible for the HAARP system to create a weather disaster on the West Coast or East Coast.
Yeah, that's been declassified. I've interviewed, right when it got declassified, Ben Livingston, even before it was on Fox and CNN and AP, picked up on my story 2 years ago. We flew him to Austin. In fact, I just put that out for PrisonPlanet.tv members, but it's on the web for free everywhere, but not in as high res. But the point is, he was the father of weather weapons. He was the first guy to fly into hurricanes hurricanes 170 miles an hour top speed. He also flew into the typhoons that got up to 220. And with just cloud seeding, they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, steer hurricanes, certified Naval Weapons Laboratory, Stanford Research Institute, 1967, certified. They were already controlling them by 62, but certified by 67. And he's the guy that also led squadrons of aircraft in with people like Chuck Yeager. People don't know Chuck Yeager wasn't just a fighter ace in World War II or broke the sound barrier. He went back to Vietnam for 3 years and flew fighter aircraft. But with him and some of the same squadrons in weather control was Ben Livingston. And just amazing. So, yes, it's all certified. I don't know when they're controlling the weather. I just know that they do control it. And I remember they had huge floods a few years ago, and they admitted in the San Antonio paper that they've been doing weather experiments. When it happened, 35 people died in one night. So, yes, sir, they do have total control of the weather. And that's what Secretary of Defense Cohen said in 1997 in a televised press conference.
Have you heard anything about the HAARP system being active right before the
I've interviewed the former head of HAARP, Brigadier General Benton Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, and he said that's classified and he won't discuss it. I appreciate your call. Great questions. Have time for another call? Okay, we're going to try to hurry here fast because you guys have been holding forever. Ed in Pennsylvania.
Yes, I had a great Bilderberg experience I'd like to tell you about. I ran the van, went down there, ended up driving Mr. Tucker around for 3 days, and met incredible people down there, Alex. It was the best 4 days of my life.
It was great confronting the world elite and shutting down their conference because there was one area where the conference hall was. Stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. I never even really spent enough time talking about the great victory we had there. Of course, the general public doesn't even know there's a global elite. They were taught there's no such thing as elites. There's no such thing as corrupt, powerful people. Meanwhile, we're all risking our lives to confront them with giant bullhorns and to have the head of the CFR, who's called for our extermination, walk outside and look at me with a look that... Well, if a list could kill, I'd be lying on the floor. Doesn't matter, though. I'm happy, folks. Whatever comes of this, I'm fighting evil. New World Order's going down. We don't have a choice. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
To the town of Alfreel rode a stranger one fine day.
There are literally thousands of government and university studies. The newest one's put out by the Australian government, funded it. And there's no doubt that cell phones heat the brain, they destroy the blood-brain barrier, and they now people normally didn't have this very rare tumor on the side of their lobe, and now millions of people are getting it a year, and it's caused by the cell phone. And they say 2 billion of us are going to be getting it very soon. That's what I mean. Everything's gone crazy. They admit the GMO food in just one variety of potatoes that was approved more than a decade ago killed all the rats that ate it, and it's causing all these allergies and problems and illnesses in us. But we're not going to stop. We're just going to die. I guess that's the way it works. I guess that's who we are. I want to go over that and what's happening with the oil prices. Let's go quickly to all your calls here. Going back to Ed in Pennsylvania, he was there covering the global elite as they were setting our policy for the year in Chantilly, Virginia a few weeks ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was standing right next to you when we found a conference hall, and you started bullhorning them, and they come running out of there like with horror on their face, like, what the hell? It was incredible.
Well, to explain, I mean, most of the hotel conference center, five-star hotel, Marriott Westfields in Chantilly in D.C., is about 5 yards back, excuse me, 5 acres back in the middle. But the one area where their big conference hall is was only 20 yards off the road. And so they didn't want to arrest us because it would have made a scene, like when they grabbed me up in Canada and made all the papers. And so, but yeah, boy, they were really upset.
When you drink good water, buy spring water. And you could actually Google the source.
Exactly. Not you. Don't buy filtered. Buy the better local companies where you can even check out online. They'll show you their spring, where they're getting it. My dad, I was talking to my dad. He's thinking about, we've got some deep water wells, good water on some property we've got. He thought about starting a whole, everybody's doing it. Water's very profitable.
Yeah, I run mine for Berkeley's, and then for like $8, you can buy a pH test kit from a pet store that'll last you for years. Make sure your pH is real good.
Absolutely.
Osmosis can ruin your pH of your water.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's hurry through your calls. I don't normally go an hour plus without taking calls, but there's just so much happening, and I've got stacks of it here I want to get to, but I also want to take your calls. It is a classic Catch-22. Lynn in Chicago. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. You know, I learned about this about a month ago, and for the first 2 weeks, I was just telling everybody I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. Nobody believed me. Everybody thought I was crazy. And then, you know, about a week ago, I decided to be proactive, and I got a little bit of courage, and I said, well, gee, I'm going to, you know, email my representatives. I'm going to email my congressman. I'm going to, you know, do things that to bring awareness to this. And then I emailed a bunch of stuff to Ireland newspapers and media outlets. And I went on one of the sites, and it said it wouldn't let me go through. It said I was blacklisted. I was put on a blacklist.
Yeah, my website's being blocked in much of Europe and China, and then we're blocked there. They're already, and they've announced it, shutting down the web incrementally.
Well, what I noticed is that my email has been confiscated for 2 days. I belong to, like, groups and stuff, and I always get tons of email every day. I did a test.
Let me announce what happened. The Pentagon, a year ago, announced that they've had a 5-year secret program many times bigger than the Manhattan Project. Hundreds of billions are being spent to, quote, wage war on the web and shut us down that are exposing them. So this is only the beginning. That's why we better take InfoWars.com serious. We better spread the word while it's still accessible now. PrisonPlanet.com. We're the biggest there are out there in this fight, and we're not that big. That shows how much trouble we're in. People better appreciate alternative information and the online videos while they're still available, because under Internet, too, they're shutting it all down. It's been announced.
Well, what are they going to come after me? Because
no, they're not going to. No, ma'am. It's all AI, and I appreciate your call. It's all artificially intelligent. Okay, let's say they've got 1 million torturers, which they don't, and 1 million thugs. They don't even have that in this country. They have brainwashed do-gooders who think they're on the good side, carrying out compartmentalized pieces that fit together into a larger evil. Okay? They're not going to fly a helicopter over your house. They're going to fly it over everybody's house and scan through your walls with infrared looking for, quote, marijuana plants. That's how they start all this surveillance. They're not going to scan your naked body into a scanner in an airport. They're going to do it to everybody. You see, it's all industrial. It's done to everyone. It isn't they're singling you out. They're following you. Now, they do me, but that's a little different. So don't ever let it, you know, get yourself into fear over all this, or they win. We're the good guys. We're out in the open. They're the bad guys. Ireland voted down the European Union, taking them over, and the European Union said a day later, we're still doing it. And that, they had me back on a national British show, and they basically said, you were right. It's all happening. You're right. Last week I was on a national British radio show, and they said, my God, everything you're saying is true. It's true. They're criminals. It's tyranny. We said no, and they're still forcing it. They're showing you who they are. 80%+ of us don't want the war. It continues. 91% in Gallup polls don't want open borders and amnesty for illegals. It still happens. 90%+ of us don't want these no-record electronic fraudulent voting machines. Their own executives go public and say they've been hired to commit fraud and it's all a scam. They don't care. The government's gone rogue. It's gone criminal. It's militarizing against you. But we've got a fighting chance here. I'm on the radio. Other people aren't. They haven't totally taken over. They've got to replace the last good people in government. They've got to sell you on being apathetic. Be the opposite. George in Florida, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, Sam, I know you talked about your family being in the oil business. My wife is from Texas and has family in the oil business. And we're arguing about the offshore wells. And I can say Texas has just as pretty as beaches.
Well, by oil business, I've had family that have worked in the oil fields as roughnecks or pipe layers. I've had family that worked, you know, in management positions, you know, over refineries. And I've had family who've been petroleum geologists. So, yeah, I mean, it's Texas. A lot of us are in the oil, you know, working for oil companies, yes.
Can I ask you a question? Isn't it true that there's more seepage of oil coming from the seafloor than what a tanker could spill in one day?
Yes.
And, you know, I argue this with the people in Florida. I'm like, oil seeps from the ocean floor. I mean, what's the difference having an oil rig out there?
I hear you. Now, listen, let me comment on that since you bring it up. That's why I have to hurry through the calls fast, because I want to get into energy and also want to get into the cell phone news. And I've got eugenics quotes by Margaret Sanger, by H.G. Wells, by Prince Philip, other quotes about how they want to kill us. I thought you might want to know what these people are saying. But I'm going to comment on the oil in a minute. Let's go ahead and talk to Zainab in Florida. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
I was calling to say that I hope that you and your listeners are not getting upset over everything that's happening, because regardless, it's all in God's hand, and he just giving them rope to hang themselves. They will never be prosperous. And also, I have some contacts for you. Could you leave me on the phone after you take this, because I have some people you need to get in touch with.
Okay, sure. Let me just say this. It is in God's hands, but I've had enough of all these churches saying, don't worry about evil, don't fight evil, because it's not our job to fight evil, it's in God's hands. Trust in God, but tie up your camels, the Bedouin saying. Well, there's another saying about, yeah, pray to God, but row away from the rocks. Okay, this cop-out of, I mean, they've recruited 26,000 preachers, and I told you this a year before it was mainstream news, when it was secret. 26,000 preachers were secretly recruited by FEMA to give, but then to give sermons saying, turn in your guns, submit to government, and when the emergencies happen, go to FEMA camps, let the government take your children. You understand how spooky that is? How grade A tyranny that is? And so, most of the preachers are warmongering, or they're a bunch of neocons bought and paid for. Because their denominations have been bought off by the big tax-free foundations. They work for the government, like in China. They've always had a freedom of religion there if it's government approved. You understand? We're going into tyranny. So I'm not going to cop out. I know what God wants me to do. He wants me to fight evil, have courage, and never stop till I suck my last breath into my fat little lungs. Massive news straight ahead.
Do you ever suffer from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
All right, I'm going to take a few minutes out to go over what's happening with energy. Then we're going to go to Charles, Bill, Clinton, John. That's all we have time for with calls, and have your comments or questions quickly because I need to cover the rest of this news. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Okay. Let me explain how global inflation works. When Mexico, say Mexico in the 80s, they did it in the 70s, and this is when the elites decide to print up a bunch of currency, a bunch of money, and you heard about the Russians doing it with the ruble. They then buy Swiss villas and oil companies and real things outside the nation while the currency still has value and is backed up by the people's wealth and the taxpayers. Then the word gets out that they have destroyed and debased the currency. And then the people get left holding the bag with massive tax increases to pay off the international debt, which is all fiat paid to private banks that issued the currency. It's an incredible scam for the bankers. They get all the real assets, we get left holding the bag. But inflation first hits when a currency goes down outside the nation. And so whereas the dollar in many areas has lost more than 80% of its value, and against the euro, close to 70% of its value. When you get into commodities, it's even lost more. And so oil is denominated in dollars. And if you watch the OPEC summits or you read all the foreign papers, it's not even debated. It's, well, dollar devaluation. That's why. But you'll never hear that here. You'll hear the oil companies are doing it. Or you'll hear, it's we need to get cleaner burning cars. If you do that, they'll just charge you even more. It'll be $100 a gallon. I'm not saying don't get cleaner burning cars. The point is they'll just keep jacking it up and jacking it up. You're being raped. Now, the globalists bought up all the real assets. Now that they devalue the dollar, those dollars that they cash in for other currencies are coming back in to buy us for pennies on the dollar. All the big skyscrapers, the companies, the roads, it's just all going into receivership. I mean, the countries, we are being gutted like elites gut third world countries. And the IMF World Bank documents say that. It's over. The country's going third world. Doesn't mean there still won't be wealth and still won't be, but this will be a place where wealth doesn't want to be. In fact, all the big money, the billionaires, are all leaving. It's just incredible. I can't believe they did it to us. And they're leaving a vanguard of militarized police and military to suppress us during the implosion. They've already moved offshore. Halliburton's left to Dubai. They've all left. That's the new capital. You've got a building almost twice the size of the World Trade Center's there. Now, they will tell the truth about inflation in other markets. In other commodities like gold, here's Bloomberg today. Gold may rise to 5,000 in inflation. Gold prices may rise to 5,000. It's 900 an ounce right now. As investors seek to protect themselves against accelerating inflation, Schroeder Investment Manager LTD, which oversees $277 billion of assets globally. Now, in dollar devaluation, to have $5,000 gold, that would mean that the dollar is going to drop by another 30%, or we'll have roughly, depending on which index, about 10% of what it had. And that's just 7 years ago. It's worth less than a cent to what it was in 1913 when the private banks took over the U.S. And, man, all we're going to be left with is a vanguard of Iraq vets on Prozac and police uniforms, totally out of their minds. God, drinking fluoride and injecting their kids as they flop around having convulsions from the mercury and still loving their God government, still loving that power, still loving bringing this country down. You just have no idea what you're getting ready to be put through, people. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, man, I can't believe it. It's all over the foreign news. You'll never hear it here on the slave control grid. But 2 billion may suffer from mobile cancer by 2020, study finds. The study survey conducted by Australian Health Research Institute, funded by the government, indicates due to billions of times more in volume of electromagnetic radiation emitted by billions of mobile phones, internet, intranet, and wireless communications data transmissions will make almost one-third of the world population, about 2 billion patient of ear, eye, and brain cancer, beside other major body disorders like heart ailments, because that affects electromagnetic ganglia, impotence, migraine, and epilepsy. According to the reports, the tissues of children are tender and are likely to be more affected by the use of wireless gadget and devices that should not be encouraged to be used. The fatal and volumetric effects of electromagnetic radiation emitted mainly by mobile phones, mobile phone antenna, tower, mast, transmission tower, microwave oven, wireless devices, systems, and equipment. These dangerous effects have been certified and confirmed repeatedly by many leading medical scientific institutions in the world, ministries of health, and various governments, including the World Health Organization, and have now admitted and confirmed. And it just goes on. It's all over. The GMO is 100 times worse. I mean, just killing every rat and guinea pig they feed it to. They're getting post-gestation fast-acting mutations that are non-cancerous. Now, for people that don't know scientific terms, they're getting mutations like you'd see in old 50s movies, you know, where radiation makes somebody grow another head. And scientists always thought that was impossible. Mutations could only happen at the zygote level, at deformities, you know, of that scale. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't believe any of it. You just love what's happening. And let me tell you, you're really going to love what's going to happen to you. And as it gets worse and worse, I want you to remember that some of us sacrificed our names, our treasure, maybe even our lives, to warn you. Don't give your children mobile phones. Stop using them. I've stopped using mine. I've got it for messages and literally maybe use it once a week now. I've just got to get rid of it. In fact, we have wires in the office. I don't know why wireless has been stuck in there. I want it out this week. I want it out this week. We are trained to use this stuff. We are habitualized, and we get trained to use it, and it's over. I'm not your enemy, government low-level minions. You've been brainwashed. You're being used. You're in the boat with us. You're under attack, too. Like, let me find the eugenics article. I got a big stack of disgusting quotes. You can send off to universities and actually get the books where they wrote this. And they're disgusting private letters. Where is it? God. Here it is. This is hell on earth. National Post wrote this. Socialists made eugenics fashionable. Yeah, funded by the big banks who want to socialize our wealth. All right, there's George Bernard Shaw, H.G. Wells, Margaret Sanger. This is all out of their books, their letters, okay? Let me find it. I should have highlighted this. The people of Africa and Asia, he said, simply could never find a place in a modern world controlled by science. Better to do away with the lot. I take it they will have to go. And then he went into how they had to be exterminated. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood and the mother of the abortion movement, called for radical eugenics approach as early as the first year of the 20th century. And I've got the quotes here. By the way, we sent off to universities for Endgame. We didn't even spend much time on her. We ended up on the cutting room floor because there's just so much evil we couldn't cover it all in Endgame. And it's like, oh, we've got to kill all these black weeds, but we can't let them know. We've got to hire their black leaders to do it. And in the 20s, oh, if we could just get fluoride in the water, that'll dumb them down so we can kill everybody. Oh, I've got all the quotes. Oh, we'll give them mercury shots we found in rat tissue brains with the microscopes that it destroys more tissue. But and the problem is when they eat it, we can put it in the food, but then they pass most of it. But if we can get it into their blood, it will attack their cerebral cortex. And we've been giving mercury shots to mental patients at the sanitariums, and we're brain damaging them with a chemical lobotomy. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh. I mean, I've got it all right here. I'm sick of it. Wake up, man. I'm not the weirdo for getting upset by these bug-eyed bastards. You understand me, all of you that have children out there, all of you corporate climbers who wear the suits and act official and do whatever it takes to climb the ladder while our life is collapsing around us, you better decide to join the fight. Hey, I'm a big mouth. I'm a loud mouth. I'm not the right guy to lead this movement, probably. Well, then you step up. You step up right now, all of you who think you can do it better than me, and you start warning people right now. You, don't you deny what I'm saying without checking it out. Don't you just say I'm making this up without looking into it. Because let me tell you something. You look into this, you're going to find out it's true. And you're going to find out there's a murdering group of scientists that work for the private banks that now own the planet who want the future, the ultimate in selfishness. They want to control the future. They want to control human destiny. They say they're going to kill 80 to 90% of us. UT has lectures where they get 95% standing ovations when they talk about carrying out the plan. My dad had never told me about it. He was in the Academy of Sciences when he was in high school, already in college. He went to UT as a freshman, and they had 125 of the smartest kids in Texas that year from their test scores, and they took six kids. He was one of them, the German botany professor, what Speer, I think was his name, and said, yes, we're going to set up a world government, carry out eugenics against everyone. You have been chosen for this. And my dad said, hell no, and he'd never told me that. Until about a year ago. This stuff's everywhere. They're everywhere. You understand that? We're all in danger. We're all under attack right now. All I'm trying to do is warn you. They're killing you. And they say you deserve to die. They've even told me you deserve to die because they go, Alex, you tell them and they don't even care. See? That shows they deserve to die. This is pure evil. Pure evil. Wake up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.